In this bulletin, the Taliban take over the presidential palace in Kabul. New South Wales police to enforce tough new COVID-19 regulations. And in sport, another injury setback for one of the all-time great tennis players. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrich. Afghanistan's president has fled the country, joining thousands of his fellow citizens and foreigners fleeing the advancing Taliban. A Taliban official says it would soon announce the creation of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Militants have taken over the presidential palace in Kabul, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying he's working to get Britons and eligible Afghans out of the country as quickly as possible.
A lot of women and girls were educated thanks to the efforts of the UK. Rights, human rights, equalities were promoted and protected in a way that Afghanistan hadn't seen before. Of course, we don't want to see that thrown away. We've already got a large number of Afghan nationals out. We're working very fast on all the UK nationals, on all the consular cases, and they're coming forward in numbers at the moment. But we certainly have the means at the moment to get them out. It's just a question of making sure that they're able to do it over the next few days.
And Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid says the group was in talks with the government for a peaceful surrender of Kabul. Resident Abdul Abed says the fighting is getting worse by the day.
With the situation we have right now, there's no guarantee of where the future of Afghanistan is leading to. The fighting is getting worse day by day and the opposition are advancing. I used to work with foreigners and I was not safe. Every day I had the stress of what is going to happen with me.
Helicopters landed at the US embassy as the militants further tightened their grip on the capital. Human rights groups and Afghans in Australia are urging the federal government to consider a special intake of refugees in Afghanistan fleeing violence from the militant group. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, some 1,400 highway patrol officers will enforce new COVID-19 regulations starting today as the statewide lockdown enters its second day. New South Wales health officials say they are concerned about vulnerable Indigenous communities in the state's west, where 21 infections were identified on Sunday. Mayor of Broken Hill, Daria Turley, says the area should have been placed under lockdown weeks ago.
There is a strain on the health service because of the increase of testing, the increase of vaccinations, a great strain. And, you know, we're just all joining everybody across Australia with our fingers crossed.
Meanwhile, rapid antigen testing will be rolled out at aged care facilities in Sydney today, aimed at preventing asymptomatic transmissions. Victorian police are cracking down on large gatherings that are breaching the state's lockdown restrictions. A number have been reported across Melbourne and the state, with Premier Daniel Andrews warning Victoria cannot risk ending up like Sydney.
If we were to reopen and let people move freely right now, then we would finish up where Sydney's at. Thousands of cases, not cases in the tens and twenties, but thousands of cases.
A 7.2 magnitude earthquake has killed more than 700 people and left around 2,800 injured in Haiti. Churches, hotels, hospitals and schools were badly damaged or destroyed. William Yek, United States Geological Survey seismologist, says the impact is devastating.
Right now our impact estimates are catastrophic. I mean, it's a devastating earthquake with potential of 10 to hundreds of thousands of people fatalities.
The quake flattened hundreds of homes in the impoverished country, which is still clawing its way back from another major quake 11 years ago and has been without a head of state since the assassination of its president last month. At least 28 people have been killed and 79 injured after a fuel tank exploded in the town of Al-Talil, one of Lebanon's poorest areas. Security sources say the army seized a full storage tank hidden by black marketeers and was handing out gasoline to residents when the explosion occurred early on Sunday. Lebanon is suffering from a severe fuel shortage, leading to long lines at gas stations and extended blackouts. Joseph Tayak, American University of Beirut Medical Center director, wants hospitals are also on the verge of disaster.
We have enough energy to last until Monday noon. State electricity company is supplying us with 2 hours a day and we are turning our generators on 22 hours a day. We're on the verge of disaster. At the hospital, we have over 50 patients on ventilators, which means if we lose power, they will die immediately.
To sport now, and Roger Federer is going to miss the US Open and will be sidelined for what he says will be many months. The 20-time Grand Slam champion says he needs a third operation on his right knee. The 40-year-old hasn't played a match since losing Wimbledon quarterfinals last month. The Swiss star then sat out the Tokyo Olympics, saying he had hurt his knee during the grass court season. And turning to today's weather in Perth, sunny 24. In Adelaide, a possible shower, 15 degrees. A shower or two in Melbourne today, also 15 degrees. Hobart, showers, becoming windy, 10 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra today, 13. Sunny in Sydney, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And 35 degrees in Darwin, sunny. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.